Man, if I had a penny for every single time a Trump administration official were caught lying about their connection to Jeffrey Epstein, I would only have about 12 pennies, which isn't a lot, but that's still way too many pennies for a topic like this. For example, Elon Musk claimed that Jeffrey Epstein wanted him to come, but Elon Musk rejected. The Epstein files proved that was a lie. Elon Musk was trying to go to the island, but Epstein was the one who ghosted him. The same thing with Donald Trump, who has repeatedly lied about his connection to Jeffrey Epstein. Even J.D. Vance's mentor, Peter Thiel, was exposed in these new files. Donald Trump's new Fed chair, Pick, was exposed in these new files. And the big story that is breaking right now is Howard Lutnick's relationship to Jeffrey Epstein being not only more than it seems, but way, way deeper than anybody thought. They had both started a business venture about a decade and a half ago in 2012 by signing their individual LLCs onto a joint venture and acquiring a company. So Howard Lutnick and Jeffrey Epstein were starting a business venture back in 2012, years after Howard Lutnick claims he cut Jeffrey Epstein off. It's worth pointing out that Lutnick was laughing about a month ago when Donald Trump called the Jeffrey Epstein files a hoax. Take a listen.
Very good. The two Kevins, it's very good.
Mr. President, is Vice President Vance hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question.
Wait a minute, let me rewind and show you what Howard Lutnick is doing while this Epstein question is being asked. Watch one more time.
Situation?
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation, and I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
It's beautiful to me that our president can't even hold a meeting with Tim Cook of Apple. He can't even hold the meeting where he's selling out the Oval Office without being asked about his own pedophilic allegations. It's like, come on, can he at least sell out the United States without getting asked about the pedophilia? But on a serious note, Howard Lutnick in the background is laughing his ass off at what? The struggle of survivors, the need for accountability after decades and decades of survivors having their voice silenced. So Howard Lutnick is sitting there laughing, but he knew more than we thought he knew. In the replies, Thomas Massie puts the eyeball emoji as if to say there is more to the story. Now we know there is more. Jeffrey Epstein and Howard Lutnick were business partners. Here is the operating agreement of their company. Lutnick said he barely knew Epstein, which I'll show you in one moment. He said he barely knew Epstein, even though they were next door neighbors in New York City and business partners. Again, they both had their LLCs signed on different pages so they could individually go into a partnership together. To continue right here, Bakari Seller says, Dems should move to impeach Secretary Howard Lutnick and the Secretary of the Navy. They have lied about the extent of their relationships with Epstein. There's another penny. I listed off all of those names earlier, but there is yet another penny. The Secretary of the Navy was also found to be in the files. Let's dig in to the article that describes their business relationship. But first, let me show you this video of Howard Lutnick saying he barely knew the guy. He cut him off in 2005. We now know this is a complete lie. Drop a like, subscribe, and watch until the end.
He opens the doors, and there's a massage table in the middle of the room.
Ooh.
And candles all around and stuff. So I ask very insightful, cutting questions. I say to him, massage table in the middle of your house? How often do you have a massage? And he says, every day. And then he like gets like weirdly close to me.
Ooh.
And he says, and the right kind of massage.
Ooh.
Now, my wife is standing here. So she looks at me and I look at her and we say, I'm sorry, we have to go. And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Out of all of the things that have never happened, I think this is the most "that never happened" thing that I've ever heard, if that makes sense. We now know that Howard Lutnick did not cut off Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, they got closer after this. I mean, maybe Howard Lutnick lied to his wife and did the whole Walter White where he acts like, "Oh, I'm not actually in business with Jeffrey Epstein," but Howard Lutnick himself absolutely knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to, was neighbors with Jeffrey Epstein, and got into business with Jeffrey Epstein. Thomas Massey points out it's all one big club and you ain't in it. Epstein sponsored an event held by John Paulson to honor Howard Lutnick. John Paulson also appears in Epstein's black book. The kicker, John Paulson is given $250,000 to defeat me. Literally every fat cat after me is in the files. This is coming from Thomas Massey, who's a Republican, kind of more of an independent nowadays, but I disagree with him on a lot, other than a few things where he is very ideologically principled, like the Epstein files. He is being literally lobbied against by billionaires who are in the files because he's doing a lot of good work to release the files. So credit where credit is due there. Zero credit to Howard Lutnick. Zero credit to Donald Trump, who has fought tooth and nail to hide these files because of his involvement within the files. This is the real story. Lutnick and Epstein were in business together. Epstein files show. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said he had limited interactions with Jeffrey Epstein, but documents show they were in business together as recently as 2014. Lutnick and Epstein each signed, on behalf of limited liability companies that agreed on December 28th of 2012, to acquire stakes in a now-shuttered advertising technology company called Adfin. Documents released among the Epstein files show. Epstein and Lutnick's signatures appear on neighboring pages in the contract, with Epstein signing for his Southern Trust Company, Inc., and Lutnick for a limited liability company called CVAFH. The documents list 9 shareholders in total. Lutnick, the former chairman of the financial services firm Cantor Fitzgerald, who at one point lived next door to Epstein, told the New York Post in October that he and his wife Allison cut ties with Epstein in 2005. That was the video that we just watched.
My house. My wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again. Really? So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
You know what's also gross? Is lying about this, lying about it all. However, it appears Epstein and Lutnick continue to maintain contact, and emails show they arranged calls and planned to have drinks in 2011. The following year, the couple and their 4 children planned to visit Epstein's Island, Little St. James, emails show. Lutnick was invited for lunch on December 24th, 2012, and later, Epstein's assistant wrote on behalf of Epstein, "It was nice seeing you." We don't have photos of them getting lunch together, but this is a pretty solid, heavy indicator that Lutnick and Epstein were grabbing lunch in 2012, talking about business. Their Adfin deal was signed 4 days after the message, "It was nice seeing you." A source close to Lutnick told CBS News, Cantor Fitzgerald was a small minority investor in Adfin. At the time of doing the deal, as a minority investor, Mr. Lutnick would not have any knowledge of who the other investors were. Come on! The same administration that lied about Renee Nicole Good, the same administration that lied about Alex Preddy, about the Epstein files, about the economy, about Trump's health, about all of this, is now trying to say, "Oh, Lutnick didn't know when he signed this deal." I don't believe it. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I will see you all in the next one, and peace out.